We're back on the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com. Clayton Duffy, Stuart Schweigert with you on a Friday. Looking forward to high school football coming up tonight. And, of course, now we're just inside 2 weeks before Purdue and Northwestern over at Ross-Ade Stadium. I know our next guest is fired up with football back in the area. It's Kelly Kitchell, Boiler football sideline analyst, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Big Kitch, what's going on today, man?
Guys, it's a great day to live in West Lafayette. It is a beautiful day here. We've got some tremendous football, high school football action getting ready to happen tonight. And the Boilermakers broke camp and are getting ready to work on the Northwestern Wildcat game plan. So it's a great day to be alive, my man.
Well, as you know, we're in a studio that has no windows, so we need the updated forecast outside. What's the weather outside right now?
I'll tell you what, it's beautiful out, and anyone who would have had any sense would have had a live remote going on right now out of one of the high schools, and I think it would have been just a great day to be out there live. But it's going to be a little humid tonight. But I think the rain has passed. I'm looking out the window. It's just gorgeous outside. It's going to be a great night for football.
Hey, Kelly, you know, today, the one thing I noticed at the kickoff luncheon when they had the players up there was the character of the players they had. You know, these guys are engineers, and they're graduating 3.5 years, and walk-ons that have become captains, and the character of these guys. Now, I haven't been to these things, but I've got to believe that the guys that Brohm is bringing in here are some they remind me of the guys that Tiller used to bring in.
Well, I mean, think about this, though. These guys weren't Brohm recruits. These are guys that have, you know, come in through some of our other guys, Daryl Hazel and, that are up there at the captains. But, you know, Coach Tiller always said, and you've heard this too, Stu, he always said, you got to have character. And you got to have characters, and it takes a little bit of both to make a good football team. You got to have those guys that play right on the edge, and then you got to have some guys that'll hold everybody in check. And so it takes both of them. And when you have a captain, usually your captains are the ones that are holding everybody in check. And you're right; those 8 guys up there were pretty stinking impressive. I mean They take school seriously. They take being a captain seriously. They take this team, you know, and being a leader on that team very seriously. And I'll tell you, I was impressed. I'm with you. I was very impressed with how they spoke with the way they carried themselves up there. And when they're not in front of a bunch of people, I'm sure they can let loose and have fun. I know Kirk Barron can. He's been out to our house before, and we've had a good time and playing wiffle ball in the backyard with my boys and things. So, I mean, but, you know, they carry themselves and they represent the university very, very well.
And you don't have to make a comment on this, but it made me think of something when you said, you know, Tiller talked about having guys with high characters and some guys that are characters. And I think that goes along with the coaching staff as well. Obviously, as you know, the coaching staff that we had, it was a fun coaching staff. And I truly believe that this staff that he put together, I think they generally like being around each other and they have a good time.
The similarities from with Coach Tiller's early staff and this staff are just—they're astonishing, really. If you think about it, you know, you've got guys. The big part is that he brought everybody in. You know, these are all his guys. He brought most of them from Western, where he's at before, and then he sprinkled in a few from guys that he's worked with in the past. And these are all his type of guys. And you're right. I think they genuinely enjoy being around each other. They like each other. They're all pulling in the same direction, man. They have a common goal. And when you have that, you know, it's magic happens. And, you know, the staff we had with Jim Chaney, I mean, he'd sit down in the stairwell with a golf club, sitting on a stool while we're running stairs and busting our butt and just cracking jokes the whole time while we're trying to run up and down the stairs. And you had Danny Hope, who was just a fire plug with his hat on backwards that would chew you up, spit you out. You had Brock Spack, who, you know, was just as intense. I mean, you talk about who would be more intense, Nick Holt or Brock Spack? I mean, those two guys are like one and the same. And the similarities are really, really cool between the two staffs. And I think what when you have a staff with of football coaches that have completely bought in, then you can have a team that can buy in. And when everybody's on the same page and everybody's bought into to the values and the system that, that's under the head coach, man, that, like I said, that's when the magic happens. And that's what we saw last year. And I think that we'll see it again this year because everybody's pulling in the same direction, man. Everybody's all in.
Purdue football sideline analyst Kelly Kitchell joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Kitch, what did you think of the first episode of the Golden Black Days on the Big Ten Network?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. The only complaint I had, I did have one major complaint, and the only complaint I had was that it was only a half hour. I mean, I wanted more. I mean, they had, you know, it was a week and a half of film, and they only gave us a half hour, and I think we only get three shows out of this thing. But I loved it. I loved getting you get a peek of some of the guys. You see the contrast. We talked about coaches, but the contrast in the quarterback room from Brian Brohm, and then it pans right into to Jamarcus Shepherd in the wide receivers room, just jumping up and down and screaming. I absolutely love that stuff, and it's great. You know, Stu, you and I were able to be part of this, but it's great to let everybody kind of peek behind the curtain a little bit and see that these guys are real guys. You know, they're not just that machines out there on Saturday playing football. They are real people, and it shows it a little bit. They have personality. Some guys like being in front of the camera, some guys don't. But there was what I kind of took away from it. I thought it was really cool being able to hear how Coach Brohm, Jeff Brohm, kind of coached his coaches as well. You know, they were going into the board drill. They said, "Listen, we want them to compete, but we want them to stay healthy. It was keep them off the ground. Don't let them do anything dumb." There's guys there. I mean, there'll be fights sometimes. Fights are okay. We had big time fights, and sometimes they're okay, but it gets to a point where you're not being productive and you're going to get somebody hurt. So, yeah, I thought that there was some really, really cool things happening. I can't wait for the next episode. I think it's just going to keep getting better and better. And like I said, I wish it was more than a half hour. I wish we had more time with it.
Yeah, Kelly, I think it's great for the fans to be able to see what these athletes go through, because again, I think some people's impressions are, you know, they roll out of bed on Saturday, walk into Ross Aid, play a game, and the rest of the week it's party time. And you know, not only are those guys competing on the field, but you know, in the classrooms, how competitive Purdue is. And the other thing I talked about is listen to these coaches coach and how they interact with their players and how it's supposed to be done, because I think you have some coaches thinking the more you yell and berate a kid, the better the coach you are. And it's not about that. You know, you may raise your voice and get the kid's attention, but it's the content of what you're telling them.
Right. And you heard Brian Brohm, and when he was talking to quarterbacks, Coach Jeff Brohm was all over him. And he said, "Guys, listen to the words, not to the tone." You know, that there's value in the words that he's saying. He's frustrated, and that's why the tone sounds so negative. But listen to the words. And you know, as a high school football coach, I'm in there, I'm trying to pick some things up. There's so many little things that go on in with these college coaches when you're doing it every day, and they pick stuff up from each other, and every coach steals from other coaches. But I already used one this week. I think it was Coach Barclay was talking about when they were talking about the board drill, and he said it was like a cobra coming at you. He said when a cobra strikes, he said his head's up, you can see his fangs, you can see his teeth, and he's going to see what he's going to strike and see what he's going to hit. And he kind of, it was a really good visual, I thought, for those guys. I used that this week for our high school guys. I was like, listen, that's a great visual for them to think about. Keep your head up, you know? So there's so much cool stuff that comes out of there. Just like I said, just to kind of get a peek behind the curtain of there's a lot of special in the game of football, and especially college football, there's a reason that most of the guys that have been through those things together stick together for life, and there's a bond between them all, and they go through so much together, and we all did that, and so you kind of get to see a little bit about what they're going through and why that there's a bond for life. And like I said, I'm just super pumped about what we're going to see coming next out of the next few episodes.
Purdue football sideline analyst Kelly Kitchell on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Kitch, last thing here, and I want to get your opinion and Stuart's opinion here too. Early on in that show, They were showing different shots of like the players when Coach Braum was talking, and I would say like 99% of the players had like Purdue gear on. But then I see Elijah Sindelar with a Cubs t-shirt on, and I saw Kirk Barron with like a blue sweatshirt on. Will those guys catch any heat from their teammates for not having Purdue gear on during the first meeting of the season?
I'd say unless it was mandated, you can wear whatever the heck you want. I wore Purdue gear all the time because that's what they gave to me, and I was too cheap to go out and buy my own clothes. So I wore sweats and a sweatshirt and my shorts to class and everything else. I was all Purdue'd out because I grew up on a farm. You know, if you're going to give me some stuff, I'm going to wear it, man. I'm not going to go out and spend my own money. I'm saving that stuff. And there were other things on the weekend I wanted to do with my money than buy clothes. So maybe some of those guys, but unless it's mandated, and obviously in that meeting it wasn't mandated. I don't know, Stu, what do you think?
No, we talked about this earlier a little bit, me and Clayton, and as long as it's not another university, you know, it's a high school or a professional team, you know, I don't see it being a big deal. And as long as it's not red, you know, that's the big thing. You can't wear any red.
Really?
Or crimson or whatever you want to call that nasty-looking color.
You know, it's funny. I came out to practice when Coach Hope was here. I came out to practice one day, and I had a dress. I was in like my dress clothes, and I went out there, and I had like a maroon shirt on. And he came. He didn't see me. I was all the way across the way, and he comes running over. He goes, "Kitch." He goes, "What are you doing out here?" He goes, "Saw somebody in red." "I just got fire in me because he had somebody in red out here on the field." He goes, "But I get a little closer," and he goes. "That kind of looks like Eastern Kentucky maroon." He goes, "So I'll let you stay out here." But that's you can't wear red out there on the field, man. That's like having a bull see the bullfighter with the red cape out there. You just want to charge it when you see it out in Purdue practice.
Yelly Kitchell, Purdue football sideline reporter. Kitch, we appreciate all the info. Always great chatting with you, and I believe from today and then moving forward, you'll always be with us around this time every Friday talking Purdue football. Can we confirm that, please?
Yeah, that's the plan, man, unless there's something that comes up travel-wise. But I've got it on my calendar. I plan to talk at 4:30 on Fridays. We'll talk about the games coming up. There's going to be so many fun things. You know, I guess we'll talk after the Northwestern game, you know, because that's on a Thursday night. Hopefully, right, I'll be recovered and awake by then. It's an 8:00 game. It'll be a late night for us. But I look forward to being on with you guys. You guys are doing a great job. I hopefully I won't go over too much here, but I was driving home listening to you guys. I think it was yesterday, and I was driving home, and you guys were talking about the high school football games going on, and you were throwing out some names of players that no one really knows, and you're putting names of kids out here. And I was sitting here thinking, I was like, man, that's why we needed this local content. We need this local radio station, and Stuart Schweiger, Clayton Duffy, Guys in the Morning with Kyle and Jared, you know, given these kids in our area just some coverage and some content and some things to listen to. And I was like, this is why you guys put it on. So I was so excited to hear those conversations, and I'm really excited to be on with you guys. And you're doing great things, and I'm looking forward to the future, man.
Kitch, you are the man.
He is.
You are the man with that stuff. We really appreciate it, man. That's awesome.
And we didn't pay you to say that.
No.
That sounds like a promo. Cut it up, boys. Let's do it.
There you go.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks, Kitch, man. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Hey,
thanks
Kit,
for having me on.
I'll see you in a little bit, bud.
Gilly Kitchell.
Man, he was excellent.
He was, and he's there. You go. There's a promo. He knows a promo when he says a promo.
He may be getting a Hammer Down shirt of the the special characters that I have coming up. He may be the first one.
You never know. You never know. It's a great idea. No doubt about that. Much more. We thank you, Kitch, for that. That was awesome. That we'll create a promo for that.
Yes, we will.
That had promo written all over it. Yes, we will definitely do that. We'll also definitely talk some more West Lafayette. Lafayette Jeff football, and we come back, and the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline is wide open, 447-4080. Give us a call and give us your thoughts on the matchup between the Red Devils and the Broncos or anything else going on.